Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second, the right fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting third, the left fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting second, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Hector Cruz. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair takes first base on ball four. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Montanez moves to second. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Ivey reaches second base with a double. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivey scores. Cruz moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randle for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sadek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is called out on strikes. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boisclair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John Stearns now catching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ivy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Youngblood moves to second. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-1 in the game. Koosman hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LeMaster bunts towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Herndon moves to second. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadek hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris pinch hits for Jim Barr. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Herndon moves to third. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mozzilli hits a pop-up into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Andrews moves to second. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ivey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a line drive into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lavelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a line drive towards short. Flynn catches it and throws to first to double up Herndon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Jerry Koosman. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Flynn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Giants. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-3 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 2, Giants, 2. Tom Grieve pinch hits for Bruce Boisclair. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Steve Henderson now playing left field. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Lavelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavelle bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadek moves to second. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn misplays the ball. That's an error on Flynn. Sadek moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sadek tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willy Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Moffitt now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Joel Youngblood. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Stearns goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 3, Giants, 3. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Valentine now playing second base. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ivey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer pinch runs for Mike Ivey. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cruz moves to second. Terry Whitfield pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing first base. Roger Metzger now playing shortstop. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-4 in the game. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sadek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadek moves to second. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sadek scores. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.